DC is here, which is the capital of United States of America. The church is going to be built because that is where there is money. Look at us, we look money. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My daughter, are you supporting me? Don't we come from the richest place? Praise it to Jesus. We come from rich place and we are givers. Praise the Lord. And so at this time, I just want those ones who do not know me, I'm Bishop Dr. Grace. Thank you so much, my daughter Hilda. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. It's nice to see you again after a long time. We praise the Lord. The Lord is good. And those ones who are not here in the morning, I told them that I've been married for 34 years to one man. And it's going to be 35 at the end of this year. Praise be to Jesus. And we have two children and many spiritual. Praise the Lord. We also have two grandkids, and we thank God for what God is doing. Praise be to Jesus. Yeah, I don't look like a grandmother. I am a grandmother of two. That is what God can do when you serve Him and serve Him faithfully. Praise the Lord. He is faithful. And this morning we shared about the tent. As you can see, we are trying to build a place for the tent. We are, and this is what you're doing in Isaiah 54, verses 2. The Bible says, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stacks. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. Praise the Lord. And make the desolate cities to be inhabited. What cannot be inhabited, it is going to be inhabited today. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to Judges chapter 6. Because when we are talking about tents, we also must talk about the altars. Glory to Jesus. Judges chapter 6 is a chapter that you know very well. I'm not going to take so long reading everything. I'm only going to touch just a few verses and look at verse 24. The Bible says in verse 24, then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, the Lord is peace. To this day, it still stands in Ophrah, which belongs to the Abizrites. That night, the Lord said to Gideon, take your father's bull, the second bull 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the Asherah symbol of the goddess Asherah that is beside it. Glory be to Jesus. Before we build God an altar, we are going to tear down every altar that is not of God. And Gideon, you can imagine, he was raised in a home that was his father was the one who was in charge of the altar of Israel. And that altar was not of God. It was of Baal and Asherah. Praise be to Jesus. And the same altar that was in Gideon's time, it is the altar that has risen today, because the same worship that was in that time, it is the same kind of worship that is here, especially in America. And so, for us to be able, for Gideon to be able to destroy the worship that was not godly, he had first to tear it down so that he can raise God, the true altar. And that is what we want to do. That is the reason we are gathered here today. We have come here so that we can build God an altar. An altar that will glorify His name. Praise the Lord. And the altar that we are building is not an ordinary altar. We are raising an altar where we need. We need, as Isaiah has told us, prepared our hearts. Chapter 54, verse 2, it is telling us we have to enlarge the place of our tent, because what we are building is not the same as what we have been seeing with our eyes. It has to be seen with the spiritual eyes. So that when we raise it, God is going to bring in people so that they can fill in. Because the place that God is telling us to enlarge, The place is telling us to expand. It is not ordinary because the people he's bringing, especially bringing in, that will be attracted by this altar. In Dallas, there are many. And they are of different kinds. Different kinds of people. They are being attracted. Everybody is going to be attracted unto this altar. Praise the Lord. And what is going to happen to Gideon? It is not easy for him to do it because he has to do it at night. Praise the Lord. And as he does it at night because he was afraid of doing it. Some of us have been afraid of tearing down. Some of us are even afraid of saying what calling sin, sin. Praise the Lord. People have been afraid of calling sin, sin. They are afraid because they don't want to be in trouble. They don't want to be in trouble because they have said this is sin. But Gideon, also being man like you, he decided he's going to tear it down. Praise the Lord. And tore it down at night. It does not matter what time you're going to do it. We have to tear it. And after tearing it, we have to be ready to make sure. Because when you demolish an altar, you must have another one. When you destroy an altar, you must raise another one. Because if you don't raise another one, then people are going to raise the same altar again. And that is why we are gathered here today, so that we can build an altar in this place, an altar that will glorify the King of Kings, an altar that is equivalent to what God has in mind. Praise be to Jesus. And that is why I came all the way. When Pastor told me that this weekend is not the right weekend for me to come here because it is a fundraising weekend, I told him that is the right time for me to come. Because I want to build God an altar here. I want to be connected to an altar that will glorify my God. I want to be connected to an altar that where even my offspring will be able to be blessed all the days of their lives because of this altar that I have built. Abraham, because of the altars he did, the altars he built, we are enjoying. Glory be to Jesus. That is where we have come to be. Because Abraham believed God and he was able to build altars so that we are able to be reached up to this time. Those altars, they were able to connect the Lord Jesus Christ, who has also connected us to that altar so that we can see the glory of God. Praise the Lord. And at this time, I want to let you know I am an altar builder. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. I am an altar builder. I go to the, everywhere I go, I have told God, in the U.S., I want to have an altar. I want to raise you an altar in every state in the U.S. because I want to be a partaker of the great things that God is doing in my life. What he has in store in these last days, because he is coming soon, and the days that we are in, they are dangerous, but then they are glorious to those ones who are going to be altar builders. So at this time, As I pledged in the morning that I am going to raise money to build an altar here that I have, we are actually building. We are building our cathedral in Kenya. Those of us who don't know, I raise orphans in Kenya. This is going to be our 11th year and they have grown. Some of them are becoming pastors. And the children that I taught in Sunday school, many of them have become pastors. And pastoring big churches, right now, we are overseeing a church in the Middle East, a church that has grown, a church I have decided I'm also going to sow in the Middle East so that I can be a partaker of the blessings that are coming forth. Glory be to Jesus. And even right here in the U.S., one of my sons I taught in Sunday school, he's having a big church, and I'm seeing God doing great things. In Kenya, I'm seeing my sons all over. That I was teaching in Sunday school, they're having big churches and I'm seeing great things. I'm connecting myself to those altars because I've said, no, I'm not just going to be given. It is my time now to give. America gave us the word of God. America sent the word to us. It is time for us now to give America. Because give back to America and not give a little. We are going to give in abundance, so that America is not going to be lost because of the seed that they sowed in our lives. And that is why if you have not, you are not ready to expand, you are not ready to enlarge, you have got no choice. You are going to expand because God is about to do a new thing, a glorious thing that is going to make a difference in your life. Praise be to Jesus. The Asherah posts, the Baal altars, they are coming down. Because the altar that we are raising, it is going to be glorious, and they are coming in to come and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. As I conclude, I'm repeating a verse I read in the morning. It is saying that I will set up your stones. That is in verse 11. I will set up your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. That is what my God is saying. That is what he's doing in this place. As we get ready, as we get ready to expand, God is about to do something that is glorious. That the foundation we are raising, the foundations that we are building, they are going to be built not with ordinary stones, because you are a living stone, stones that are alive. We are going to build foundations that are going to glorify the Lord, foundations that have never been seen in the past, foundations that are powerful, praise the Lord, foundations of great stones, stones that you have never imagined are coming to build this work. All your children, okay, before we, all your children in verse 13 shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. What a blessing. Our children will not be worried of what is going on in their lives, because the word of God is going to be rich in their lives. They are going to walk in righteousness, and they are going to fear the Lord, because the Lord is going to teach them. Praise be to Jesus. So at this time, I believe there are people who are going to stand with this ministry as we have the altar of Jehovah Almighty being built. I want to let you know, you're not building for Pastor Tony. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. You are not building for Pastor Tony. You are building for yourself. You are the one who is going to benefit from this altar as you build it. Praise it to Jesus. Pastor Tony is just a steward that God has placed here to guard the altar, because the altar has to be protected. Praise the Lord. The altar you build, you don't leave it empty. It has to be protected. It has to have offerings being brought every day, brought forth every day. Glory be to Jesus. The altar we are building, it is going to be for daily sacrifice. Without a good altar, we will not have sacrifice. And without sacrifice, you will never prosper. Praise the Lord. Without offerings, without sacrifices, there is not going to be growth. But now I am here to remind you, and thank God that there are people who have already given. With an altar, we are going to have what God wants. Praise it to Jesus. We are going to feed Jehovah God with what he wants in this nation, so that this nation can be what God wants it to be. Praise the Lord. I want us to bow in the presence of God, because we came here to give. We did not come here to be preached to. Hallelujah. And as I'm praying, I want you to think and ask the Lord to deposit in your heart. What kind of an altar do you want to have for the Almighty God? What kind of offerings and sacrifices do you want to be laid on that altar? What kind of sacrifices which are going to be daily? Because as you raise up a powerful altar, a valuable altar, an altar that you value, therefore, whatever is going to be laid on this altar, it is going to be valuable. It is going to be powerful. It is going to be glorious, because it is going to be given unto the Almighty God. Think of what you're going to give in the presence of God. Think of what, not only for today, because you don't build an altar in one day. An altar is built. It takes many days to build it. So as you're thinking, don't just think of dropping your $5, $10 or $20 or even $100. Don't just think of dropping that. Think of this altar that you're going to build and the beauty of this altar. So that when the priest stands on this altar, that as he offers the sacrifices unto Jehovah God. And I thank God, because Pastor Tony and Pastor Catherine, they are here to worship the Lord, to honor him. And they are worshipers. Worshipers that worship God in truth and in spirit. And as they offer their sacrifice here every day, as they offer this sacrifice, which has been acceptable unto the Lord, what a joy to know that there is healing that will be flowing from the altar that you build. What a joy to know that there will be salvation that will come forth because of the altar that you build.
What a blessing to know that there are deliverances that will come forth. There are people who are going to receive great health and even live for many years because of the altar that you build. You are going to stop accidents. You are going to stop even deaths because of the altar that you build. Things that you cannot do with your money, they are going to be done because you build God an altar in Dallas. Oh, glory to Jesus. Lord, we want to honor you this evening. We want to give you glory. My Father, we thank you because as you're thinking, remember that when Gideon built this altar, because he did, he was told that once you build an altar, that is when you are causing the enemy to rise against you. The enemy, you have not seen the enemy rising. And if you want to see the enemy rising, if you're going to see the true color of the enemy, you better build an altar. When Gideon built an altar, that is when the Amalekites really fought. They rose up against them to fight them, remembering that Gideon came from a tribe that was the least in Israel, and even from the clan that was the least. But Gideon, because he built God an altar, God gave him a strategy of how he's going to win the enemy. And praise God that even when he called people to go out for war, the many that came, God reduced them to 300. Could you be among those ones that have been counted? And you know, when you're counted among the 300, there's no turning back. Once you've been counted by Jehovah God, you've been marked. Because you have come tonight, you are among those ones. You are among those that God has chosen to build him an altar in Dallas. And there's no turning back. There is no turning back. We are raising an altar. And I say this morning that I have come to give a seed. Because I want to build God a cathedral in Kenya. Because the children I'm raising have a church that is growing tremendously and we don't have room for people. I'm preparing to enlarge the place of our tents. And the cathedral we are building, we are putting down our seed here. Our seed here so that God will build it for us. As you are thinking about this and asking God to speak to your hearts, building a cathedral is not a small thing, but our God is going to do it because we have chosen and purposed. Our seed is going to be here because this is where there's true worship. Because where there's true worship, great things are happening. There's an anointing on this altar, and I want to get connected to this anointing. I want my children, I want our ministry to be connected to this, and great things are going to happen. Do you want your ministry to grow, to flourish? Do you want your family to grow and flourish? Do you want miracles in your life that you've never imagined? What do you want in your life? Choose today and ask God. I'm not just coming just to drop something in the basket. I am coming here to build. And I'm building a building that will honor you and glorify you. That one that will affect many generations. That will leave a legacy. That when our children rise up, even when we are gone, that they will have something to remind them of what their parents did. Or what their spiritual parents did. Because when you're talking about children here, we are talking about our spiritual seeds. The spiritual seed is great and it's coming forth that they will remember. There are people who laid down their seed so that they can enjoy and have peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Thank you, Jesus, because my God, Empowerment Christian Church is going to be a church like no other. A church of its kind because it is coming from you, O God. This is not man's thing. This is yours. And because it is yours, we are honoring you this evening as you raise people, as you raise the 300, the only people you have chosen, my Father, to do this work. And I am grateful that I've been counted in that number. that could not be go back, that they are ready to see this altar protected and raised for Jehovah God to touch many generations. We thank you and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Before I sit down, I've told you I'm laying down a seed here that I'm going to pay by February of 2016. I would have completed paying that seed. I'm not saying it, but before you start the business, you'll be able to know what it is. Glory be to Jesus. God bless you, because I don't want to intimidate anyone. I want people to give what God has blessed them with, but I have a seed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.